Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Josh. I'm Chris Miller. Back to Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Thank you, Chris. Quick word about the Disney contest. I'm getting texts from a couple of people saying they're having a hard time with it. It works fine for me, and I think what happens, maybe you might find yourself with a white screen between the entry registration where you got to put your name and a code word and all of that and the contest rules. If so, just scroll up or scroll down, and you should be able to find your way through it. Brian Kelly has found his way, or will find his way, to Baton Rouge. Jeff Nowak, WWL sports reporter, joins us now. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm real well. Thank you, sir, and thank you for taking the time with us. Was Brian Kelly's name even brought up before yesterday by anyone?
You know, that was something that really struck me yesterday. We all knew that Scott Woodward is a big fish guy. He's a guy who wants to make that splash higher. And it feels like every name you could have possibly thought to mention, whether it be Lincoln Riley, Lane Kiffin, whatever, has been thrown about. But then the winningest coach, active coach in the NCAA, you know, was really kind of under the radar hire. But, you know, when you kind of look at the grand scheme of things, it is a massive kind of big fish hire that, you know, sets up LSU to kind of rebuild the allure around the program that feels like it's been lost the last 2 years, despite, you know, coming off that title.
You're looking at big fish. This is a whale. I know I'm confusing mammals with fish, and I don't mean to do that, but you understand my point. In terms of jobs, prestige, pay, obviously he's going to get paid a lot more here, but is Notre Dame a bigger job than LSU? Is LSU a bigger job than Notre Dame? Are they parallel? How would you look at that, Scott? Jeff, rather,
you know,
you're
good. It's a strange thing because, you know, Notre Dame is just kind of like this blue blood program. But you look at the contract Brian Kelly was on, he was making about $2.5 million a season. You know, Ed Orgeron was making about $9 million. He was the second highest paid coach. Brian Kelly, he's going to be on a 10-year, $95 million contract announced this morning. The math there is pretty easy. It's about $9.5 million a year before incentives. So, I mean, if you want to look at it from a monetary standpoint, that's a massive step up. It's almost four times the salary. So, I mean, from that perspective, yes, it's a step up from the perspective of, you know, he now gets to recruit Louisiana and the Gulf Coast in general. And that's, you know, you look around the SEC and all these programs with all this NFL caliber talent. And I mean, that's the recruiting land he's now able to mine. Changes drastically, and it's just a matter of whether he can do it. You know, he's never coached in the SEC. He doesn't have a ton of ties to this area, so that's the question. But there's no question that his name is going to resonate, and he's been doing it forever. He's been coaching since 1983, which is actually a year longer than Ed Orgeron had been coaching, which is kind of an interesting thing. They went from a guy who had, you know, nearly four decades of experience to a guy who will have four decades of experience by the time he's done with his contract.
And both the same age at 60.
Right.
When it comes to recruiting, do you keep the people in place that are there for LSU now? Because it's sales is what it is, pretty much, right? I mean, it's contacts and so forth. You would have to do that, I would think. You don't start from scratch.
Yeah, especially, you know, when you're not coming from a program within the conference, right? If it was Lane Kiffin, you would probably have a little more comfortability with him being able to kind of adapt He's coming from South Bend. It's really just kind of disconnected from the SEC in every possible way. So there's going to be questions on recruiting. He's going to have a lot of tasks ahead in not only recruiting, incoming players, but re-recruiting LSU's current players. You know, I mean, anytime you change coaches, you're at risk of kind of a wave of transfers, both in and out. So that's going to be the next step for him, I think, is figuring out, A, what players he's going to be able to keep around, and B, what players does he want to keep around? You know, is Max Johnson going to be his quarterback? Is Garrett Nussmeier going to be his quarterback, or is he going to go back to the transfer portal, you know, that very rich recruiting fertile ground that they have there now in the transfer portal to maybe go find a quarterback on the, I don't want to say, I almost said waiver wire because that's what it feels like, but yeah.
It does. A lot of guys, it really Rattler, does.
And finish the season on the bench, a guy like that. You know, you bring in a big-time transfer like we saw with Joe Burrow, things can change really quickly when you have all that talent around him.
Is there anybody at Notre Dame right now on the team that could enter that transfer portal and a free agent, if you will, that Brian Kelly could bring with him?
Oh, I'm sure. And, I mean, we saw this when Jay Johnson got hired. I don't want to speculate on names. I'm not particularly familiar with the Notre Dame program because it's just not a team that I watch very often. But one guy who is, which I'm honestly very curious to hear his insight on the hire, is Drew Brees, who calls Notre Dame games for NBC. I'm very curious to hear, you know, a former Hall of Fame quarterback's insight into whether he likes this hire or not. And I'm sure we'll hear it before too long, considering he's watched basically every snap of Notre Dame football this season. I'm sure that we'll end up hearing names of guys transferring, and like we saw this with Kim Mulkey, so with Jay Johnson, the players commit to a university. They also commit to a coach. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the tie to the university is stronger than the tie to the coach, but you're inevitably going to find situations where, yeah, I want to play for Brian Kelly. He's the reason I went to Notre Dame. I'm going to follow him to LSU. But there's also a question of whether that's a player you want to transfer to a new program. So there's going to be a lot of storylines coming out of this for sure.
What about because that transfer portal cuts both ways. What about the type of coach that Brian Kelly is as opposed to Coach O and the Title IX stuff? What role did that play in this?
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, in other words, of being a disciplinarian and keeping track of the players and taking complaints seriously and those kind of things, which I think probably got Coach O in trouble, right? A lot of it. And I'm just wondering about, has Notre Dame's program had any trouble like that at all, or is he known for running a super clean program and the players behaving themselves, et cetera?
Well, let's put it this way. You don't coach at a major college university for 11 years, 12 years, however long it was, if you're not on the right path in regard to that stuff, right? You know, it adds up after a while, and, you know, it comes out. You're not going to sweep all that under the rug. So I do think, you know, the weird thing about Brian Kelly is he has been under the radar because you haven't heard about him because all he's done is win, and all his program has done has been consistent. They're in the college football playoff hunt every year. You don't hear a lot of that outside chatter of, you know, this and that, this and that, like we did with LSU the last few years. So, you know, from that alone, I would say, you know, from an outsider's perspective, again, I haven't followed Brian Kelly closely the last few years, but I haven't heard anything from that end, which is, you know, silence is a good thing when it comes to, you know, you're not constantly having people coming out of the woodwork making accusations of this and that. So
I guess I'm talking about baggage. You know, he doesn't bring any baggage or any history of having any baggage with him. In terms of academic,
you know, it's in a bag until it gets opened and then you find out about it. So you never know.
That's
but
true.
It does seem that way for sure.
In terms of recruiting and academic standards, is there a difference between Notre Dame and LSU?
Well, recruiting wise, I mean, there's definitely a difference of, you know, LSU is really the only program in the country that has basically a state to itself to recruit. right? Mm-hmm. You look around Florida, you know, you have Florida State, Miami, all these other programs, Texas, you have all these programs. LSU is the game in Louisiana. So that really is a game changer in the recruiting element. You know, you're not battling other schools for top talent. You're, you know, setting up a fence at the border and trying to kick them out every time you see them. So, like, that's the biggest difference in terms of recruiting.
Can you phrase it differently?
In terms of academics?
Well, I guess, yeah, that's what I meant. Would Brian Kelly now be able to go after players that he couldn't go after before because they wouldn't be academically eligible at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I don't know how much of a factor that is. I feel like when you have a five-star recruit, you have a five-star recruit, and you're going to find a way. But it might make things a little easier. I don't know what Notre Dame's academic standards are for admission. They might be a little higher, but I don't think that's been affecting them in recruiting. I mean, they're pulling top talent one way or another. It's not like you're talking about, you know, the Ivy League. I don't think that's going to be a huge factor one way or the other.
So you'll find a way to get them academically eligible. If you got to have tutors around the clock, you'll find a way to make them academically eligible. All right, we'll take a break.
Right.
Pick it up here when we come back. I want to talk to you about expectations of Notre Dame fans, expectations of LSU fans. Does Brian Kelly come in with a honeymoon? We'll also talk Saints as well. We're talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL sports reporter, and we'll be back in a flash. If you got any questions, text them to 504-260-1870. Back in a flash here on WWL. Quickly back to Brian. What am I talking about? Jeff Nowak, about Brian Kelly, the Jeff Nowak, of course, WWL sports writer. Brian Kelly, in terms of...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm just going to read the text instead of dancing around. And he says, Tommy Kelly was the prom date after everyone else said no. Big mistake. Is there any indication that anybody else turned down the job? Kelly was the second thought?
Yeah, I disagree with that idea because, you know, you don't fire Ed Orgeron the way you did in the public display you did midway through the season unless you had a short list of guys that you were going after. And I think you know, whether LSU had interest in Lincoln Riley, whether LSU had interest in Lane Kiffin, Brian Kelly was not an afterthought in this scenario. I mean, you just look at what his teams have done the last 2 years alone. And we're not, you know, we're talking about the winningest active coach in the NCAA, but just the last 2 years, you know, they went to the cultural playoff last year. They lost, obviously. They went 11-1 this year. They're number six in the country in the college football playoff ranking. The only reason Brian Kelly is probably available this week as opposed to later is because this Cincinnati program that he left to go to Notre Dame is about to become the first non-Power 5 school to get into the playoff, which kind of puts them on the outside, right? If they were number five even, I think you end up seeing him say, you know what, I'm going to focus on the playoff. And maybe this happens down the road. But, you know, the timeline of this did not indicate that LSU was scrambling because people turned them down. This was not a Joe Oliva trying to get Tom Herman, and then he, you know, kind of leverages that into the Texas offer, and LSU lands with Ed Ogeron. I don't think that's what this is at all. But it is an interesting dynamic because if Scott Woodward had been the AD at that point, I don't think Ed Ogeron gets hired. And there's a very interesting debate to be had over whether it was a good hire or not, despite winning that national championship, because I don't think LSU's in the situation they are right now without hiring Ed, but I also don't know that they win a title without hiring Ed. So the risk reward there kind of cuts both ways, but it's going to be interesting because the current state of LSU athletics is, you know, basically in Scott Woodward's image. This is what he wants. He wants the big fish. You know, he got Jimbo over to Texas A&M. He came over here. He got Brian Kelly. He got Kim Mulkey. He got Jay Johnson. And now you kind of see what that develops into. But you can't say he did not deliver on his promises of making splash hires whenever he gets the opportunity.
So what about expectations of LSU fans? Honeymoon, expectations of LSU fans as opposed to Notre Dame fans, because the pressure's on at Notre Dame. You can't say it's not. Does he face any more pressure here or about the same? And what would satisfy LSU fans? Beating Saban every other year, beating Saban every year, national championship talk every year. What do you think?
Yeah, well, when that's, you know, kind of the inverse of what you get when you make the big fish hires is you don't get a honeymoon period. These are big names and they have to win right away. You're not going to accept another 500 season. This team needs to show improvement immediately. They might not in year one of a new college coaching tenure, because you're kind of trying to turn over a whole recruiting class that is not your own. It's really difficult to be kind of a title contender in that first season. You're probably changing schemes, defensive coordinators, offensive coordinators. So, you know, I think expectations should be tempered for year one. I still think they should be a competitive team in the SEC. It's just hard to envision kind of a complete overhaul turning into, you know, a top five team. But that said, LSU fans aren't going to accept anything but, you know, being at the top of the SEC West. You know, I think anytime you take a job, any person who takes a job at LSU in Louisiana, understand, especially college football, you know that you're not going to get any leeway. And Brian Kelly's a smart guy. He knows that. And I think it's really interesting to see a guy at this point in his coaching career take a swing like he has with this decision. And it's going to be fascinating. You know, I mean, the last few years at LSU has been as fascinating as it could possibly be for a variety of different reasons, both good and bad. And, you know, we're going to see if, you know, this next Notre Dame to LSU hire can be as successful as the last one. If you remember, Paul Maneri was another guy who got his start at Notre Dame before shipping That's over great. From South Bend to Baton Rouge. And that worked out pretty well.
About that. It did. So looking at that NOAC crystal ball that's been handed down from generation to generation, I'll give you couple of minutes to take it out of the mahogany case with the velvet inside to protect it and so forth. Now you got it out, you polished it up, you're looking into it. Where do you see LSU 3 years from now?
3 years from now. Oof. Man, what do I don't even know where I'm going to be 3 years from now, but I'll do my best. You know, I think in a perfect world, this would be a program that has kind of restarted the recruiting cycle. I think to me, that's the biggest thing. When you lose a guy like Ed Orgeron, you lose a master recruiter. He's probably, you know, if you wanted to rank the recruiters in the nation, he's got to be in the top five. And that's my concern is, you know, Brian Kelly shows up. He's just disconnected from the area. He takes time to kind of get in. You know, he's not getting into the right living rooms. He's not, you know, eating gumbo with the right grandmothers. And suddenly you miss out on recruits that otherwise you would have been, you know, a sure thing. And so to me, I think in a perfect world, 3 years from now, Brian Kelly's recruiting pipeline has not missed a beat. And you're constantly getting these top five recruiting classes because, you know, the win-loss number is not as important as being able to recycle talent in college football. There's no free agency. Obviously, the transfer portal is kind of like a free agent wire these days, but you can't replace quality recruiting. So I'm going to be looking at recruiting rankings. You want to see LSU having a top five, top three, top one class, you know, each of the next 3 years. And if that is the case, then I think this hire was a successful one.
Real quick, Saints, Taysom Hill, starting on Sunday, give the Saints a spark. How are they doing injury-wise, huh?
Well,
Thursday, not Sunday.
Sunday.
What am I talking about? I'm trying to buy some extra days. I'm trying to buy some extra days, Jeff, because I think they need it to get healthy. But
I think Sean Payton would also take some extra days if you, you hand them to him. But it does sound like Taysom Hill will start. He got the first team reps this week in practice so far. He was a full participant, still listed in the injury report with that foot injury. You know, obviously, as we learned last week, getting through practice is not quite enough for the Saints to feel comfortable putting him on the field. He needs to show that foot injury is not hampering him. And when it's a plantar fascia injury, which if you've ever had it, it's a very painful injury. It's not necessarily a devastating injury, but it makes it really difficult to kind of plant when you drop back on that foot. And you can understand for a guy like Taysom Hill, a more mobile quarterback, that's a tougher thing to play through. And I think not having him in there the last 2 weeks is more about protecting him from himself, because if he kind of doesn't have that mobility, you essentially just end up with an average pocket passer. And at that point, why wouldn't you have Trevor Siemian in there? But to me, I think the question has always been health. I don't think it's even really been Trevor versus Taysom, outside of maybe week 10. And it's, you know, I'd like to think that the reason you didn't play him on Thanksgiving was because you knew it was a short week and you wanted to make sure he was a full go when you inevitably did put him in this week. So I would guess, yes, he's going to go. And I don't think the offense can get any worse than it was on Thanksgiving. So let's see. If they're going to go down, you better go down swinging. So I think it's a good move if they make it.
Is it? It's not just plantar fasciitis. There's something more serious going on in it.
From my understanding, it's just a plantar fascia injury. I'm not even sure if it's plantar fasciitis because that's a specific thing. I think it's just an injury to that like ligament. Which, if you remember, in 2015, Drew Brees tore his plantar fascia and played through it. He can play through it. It's possible, but for a guy like Taysom Hill, you don't want to send him out there knowing that he's a pocket passer, because that basically eliminates the true qualities of Taysom Hill that make him an NFL player. So that's the biggest question. But you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think Taysom has earned this chance, and it would have been a shame if we saw this season kind of go off the rails without getting a chance to see the guy who was supposedly in the quarterback competition. Or the offseason. So I think it's a good thing. Hopefully it gets the offense back on track. It sounds like they're going to get Alvin Kamara back, which obviously will be a big thing. So hopefully they can start to get the season back on the rails, to stay with that metaphor.
And if nothing else, to try to figure out what they got going on at quarterback heading into 2022. But we're not going to give up on 2021 yet. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time. I really do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.